Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Whether you've had a child or you're just getting older or menopause, you know, some women experience involuntary loss of urine. It's called urinary incontinence. And I know all about this. My son makes a joke. I laugh and I pee a little. He hugs me too hard and I pee a little. My daughter tickles me and it happens again. And we, you know, you can be a little bit embarrassed by it. I am actually not that embarrassed because, you know, it's just something that happens, but there are things you can do about it. And my guest is Lorna Vanderhaeg. She's a natural health women's expert, an excellent guest. Welcome to the show, Lorna. Tell us, what can we do about it?
Well, the great news is there's actually a cure. And the crazy thing is, I don't know why doctors aren't talking to women about this, because, you know, I'm a mom of four kids, and when you have many children, the doctor says to you, oh, well, the first thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to develop urinary incontinence, which is when you laugh, cough, jump, sneeze, you pee. And that's not really something that you want to look forward to as you get older. And there has been great research using the hormone, the only safe estrogen, called estriol. And I'm going to spell it so women can write it down so they don't get the wrong hormone. And estriol is E-S-T-R-I-O-L. And they have done 8 clinical trials using estriol vaginally, so you insert it in the vagina, for urinary incontinence. And they found in the studies that were 6 months long, each one of the studies was 6 months long, that 80% of the women were cured, meaning they no longer had urinary incontinence after doing the 6 month trial using estriol. And, you know, estriol is the only safe estrogen. It's the estrogen produced by your body when you're pregnant to protect your baby against all the bad estrogens in the body. And doctors are prescribing Vagifem and estradiol and Premarin cream. Those are not good estrogens. That's estradiol. And the D, I always tell women, stands for danger. So you want estriol, and this is a bioidentical natural hormone that is so fantastic for stopping urinary incontinence that no woman should be suffering with this.
Wow, that's an amazing thing. So now how do you use the estriol?
Well, estriol you get at a compounding pharmacy, and there are thousands of them all over the U.S., and your doctor can write you a prescription for these compounding pharmacies, or you can get them over-the-counter as well in some of the pharmacies. And then you insert it in the vagina and you use a very low dose. It's a 0.5 milligram dose.
So some is it a pill, Lorna? Is it like a caplet? Or is it cream?
It's a cream.
Okay.
It's a cream, and it comes in like a little plunger, which measures out the dose for you.
Oh.
And it's very soothing. It's also for thinning of the vaginal wall and painful intercourse, and women who get recurring urinary tract infections after the age of 50. You can use it along with a personal lubricant, so it's very safe to use with that. And I tell women to do lots and lots of Kegels. And Kegels are those exercises doctors taught us to do when we had a baby. You know, they told you to squeeze all your muscles down there, your urethra and all those muscles. Squeeze them really, really hard and relax, and squeeze and relax. And, you know, you can do that when you're driving in your car, when you're sitting behind your desk, your office. And the more Kegels you do all day long, even if you've already got urinary incontinence, or better yet, to prevent these things, and then use the estriol. It's just so fantastic.
What an amazing, simple solution. I mean, I've been doing the Kegels for ever so long, and yet there's still that tiny amount that squeezes out, and it's just, you know, so I'm going to go try and get this today, because this is something that, you know, if you say it, I believe it, and it's going to work, then I am going to be amazed. So our Kegels, trying the estriol, what if it's something that is a little bit more serious?
Well, there are some women whose bladders have started to drop. And the first thing we have to remember, for all the younger women who are listening, you know, the vagina is a structure. It's actually holding things in place. So we want it to be nice and strong. So if you're pre-50, you want to Kegel your brains out every day. Furthermore, it makes your climax much more enjoyable anyway, so why not do that? And then if you're having the problem with urinary incontinence, and by the way, it's not just a 60-year-old problem. We see 25-year-olds who have this problem as well. Then you want to add the estriol and do the Kegels. And for some women, their bladder has dropped, or they have a signaling problem with the brain telling the body to pee when it shouldn't be. So if your bladder's dropped, there's this surgery that they can do to sling your bladder up. And I always tell women, you know, ask your surgeon, how many of these do you do a week? Because you want a guy who's, or a woman, who's very, very good at doing that surgery, because it can be quite successful if they're excellent at it. Maybe not so if they're not. And then I always tell women, you need to have magnesium. Because, and you want the right kind of magnesium, magnesium bisglycinate, because magnesium's like an electrical conductor. So it tells the bladder wall and the brain to communicate properly. It's like putting a plug in the wall. So you get that electrical conduction that's done properly. So you want magnesium bisglycinate, Kegel your brains out all day long, use the estriol, and remember that down there, it's all being held up. Everything is being held in place by our structure, which is the vaginal wall.
Okay, and these are ways that you can kind of get this gone. Does it something, now if we're going to use the estriol, how long does that last?
Okay, so the benefit with the estriol, and I've used it myself, I mean, it works fast. Within 3 weeks, you're going, wow, this is spectacular. And depending on how bad your symptoms are, I know for myself I just use it twice a week, but there are some women who use it every day for 6 weeks, and then they go to twice a week or three times a week and then two times a week after that. So when you get the right dose for you, your symptoms disappear, and they're no longer there, and you should not have to suffer with this. And when you combine it with the Kegel exercises and the magnesium bisglycinate and the estriol, you'll notice dramatic changes. Now, if you're overweight, you want to lose weight, because if we know that with every 10 pounds of extra fat we pack around, we've got 20 pounds of pressure on our poor knees. Think about our hips and all our female organs. If we're overweight, we're putting a lot of pressure in that area too, so we want to lose some weight.
How much magnesium do you recommend?
I recommend with magnesium bisglycinate, because that's the only magnesium that's going to give you that connection to the brain, 280 milligrams a day. If you're using the crummy kinds of magnesium like citrate, then you're going to need a ton of it. So use the magnesium bisglycinate to get the same effect.
And where do you recommend people find? So, you know, we're looking for a compounding pharmacy or someplace that really has good magnesium bisglycinate instead of Walgreens, which has got the citrate. You know, where do you like people to go? Do you like us to go to our Whole Foods or health food stores? Or what are we supposed to look for, Lorna?
Well, they should go to health food stores and good quality, pharmacies, because there's lots of holistic pharmacies out there now, especially the holistic pharmacies that are doing the compounding. They're the ones who are going to have the good estriol, right? So you want to check it out. I always say talk to your local health food stores, because they know all the docs in the area that are doing bioidentical hormones, and the health food stores also know who's doing the compounding pharmacies for the bioidentical hormones. This is one situation where if you have urinary incontinence, you want to get some estriol, and it's E-S-T-R-I-O-L, not estradiol. The D stands for danger, and that's really important. Estriol is so safe. Do you know they've done 18 studies for wrinkles? So this is something that you don't have to worry about it causing abnormal cell growth in your uterus or your breasts. I mean, estriol is very, very safe, and it's got great clinical research for it. So even better, you know, this is something we know works, and it's safe for women to use.
And great, great advice. Her website is hormonehelp.com or healthyimmunity.com. Lorna Vanderhaeg, natural health women's expert, really, really smart lady. Take this advice, listen to this podcast again, and write it all down and share it with your girlfriends, because this is great information that can help you right now. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.